It's 8 minutes after eight on Rise FM. You are with Carol Sanderson right until 9 o'clock. Namhlanje lelihlelo lethu selingathi luguquke current affairs. And the reason I'm saying that is I've got a guest after guest after guest. I'm so excited to be here. Ngibona kwangathi sengivele ngidla konke. But anyway, I said it earlier on, because I've got also another guest here and is khuluma nge music. One thing that I'm really excited about is really this project. You'll hear more and connect, understand why I'm excited. Kangaka ngikhuluma nge Ivusisizwe Music Academy leyadiwa ke nge VMA. Angathi kusibe solihleli kuphi ke Ivusisizwe Music Academy. It's an NPO ke bekunene doing great things, music development in rural and township communities, with mainly the focus on symphonic instrumental skills training and orchestra, opera music development, and a whole lot of other things. And what is really, really surprising is the fact that they are existing in many of our communities, including Mpuluze, Mayflower, bakhona lapha Highveld, bakhona lapha Deep Gazette Primary, bakhona nala Mbombela, baselikazi, basenkomazi, bakhona nakamhlushwa, even nala kaBhokweni eNgodini. I mean, I did not know that. We're talking communities, we're talking youth development, we are talking about school going children, we are talking about church or educators. He is the deputy secretary of VMA. Asiku bingelele sikwamkele this morning, but Desmond.
Ngiyabonga sesikerol kus offerisha le opportunity sibingelela ba listeners also emakhaya.
Asawusithi fahla fahla ngale academy ngosi yami nabakithi, because if I knew about this one for sure ngoba sengidlala incumbi ema instrument.
Ivusisizwe Music Academy, call it the VMA. It was established ku community level where kwaba nema certain events la khona bantwana babona labanye abantu badlala ama instrument. Njengoba understand ukuthi lamanye ma instrument, I mean lamanye music like njenge orchestra, it's more of it's a white music, so abantu abamnyama abakhona uku participate. So we felt like let's bring the skill to a community, let's get our own people to be part so that they can able to play. Bangamani babone I violin laphana seyidlala bas manje lo uyasaha kuyaphuphutha kulela. But if VMA, you know what it does, it trains labantwana from a grade R level. Iba train up until muntu aza khona ku specialize nge instrument yakhe. It can be a violin, can be a trombone, it can be a trumpet, all kinds of music instrument lafuna participate ku. Then from there, as time goes on, then umuntu bese specialize with that skill. And also one other thing lekufuna ngiyethe ukuthi we are also partnering with registered music organizations such as Royal Music Academy.
Oh yeah.
They are based in Gauteng. Then my exams way to Spala nabo. It's an accredited organization.
Oh wow.
So that's what we do. And also looking at the way music is so expensive, we are trying to bring a low cost music to in our communities. Then also remember one other thing. It's some of us angeke sibe gifted kuthi sibe ma mathematician, ma physician, whatever, you know. So since we've seen this opportunity, no man, let's bring people we're going to train so that we can have a discipline when it comes to music, all of that.
Yeah, but Desmond, I'm really surprised. I've never seen this orchestra anyway. I've never even heard of it. And how come? Because see, our tons of music, as much as I was saying, kuma mfundisi ukuthi mina ngikhulele ebandleni le Salvation Army, we are specializing in music, whether it's trombone, skupu, kukhala skupu lize loshona langa laphayana. So we were inspired ukuthi asesidlale lama instrument. Where do these kids play? Where do we get to see this orchestra? Ngiyabona manje nilungiselela na Christmas Carols concert. Just tell us more about that.
Okay, before I go there, sibanema I program is well structured. Si targetela abantwana more special on school holidays.
Mm-hmm.
On weekends by 8 classini sibafundis how to write a score. Because ukucula singacula, but now we understand the score kuthi ingoma uyifuma kanjani into yabo staff notation. That is why ucula one way, but now understand the score, it's easy ukuthi now hlanganise orchestra then konke kuhlangana. Then ino le khona every year siba nema social cohesion events where la khona siyabuthi okay Maybe this year it's June 16. It's where we're going to showcase the talent. Siya gupi, siya maybe bumpuluzi, siya mbombela, siya nkomazi. Jiganyalo, organizer the NBA Christmas concert.
Yes.
It's going to be based in Nkomazi, Kamdlala, community hall. Ngla kona, we've got a class there. La kona, skona lukfunsa labandoan. So this event, ngla kona, is komba ku showcase the talent ya labandoan. So that they can see labandwana, which kind of skills, what kind of instrument they can play. So that also we are trying to lobby in business people, community people to come and support this project.
Well, take us through the rehearsal process and how many students are we talking about here? Okay. And about what type of instruments?
We've got different kinds of genres of music. Then
for the specific concert?
Yeah, for this specific concert. Secondly, we've got also different kinds of music instrument. Such as your trombone, your trumpet, all of those things, your violins. Then also, we are bringing in our senior orchestra players that we started with since inception up until Nyalo. Then also, we are partnering with an organization called SSM, Orchestra Choir, that is based in Joburg. It's our partner. So we are doing everything together now for the event to be successful.
So what are the goals exactly for this orchestra? I mean, we've seen orchestras growing, and as much as we watch, it's not a black man's field in most of the times. So if this thing, even individuals, because as much as the orchestra is there, as time goes by, puma individually, but iqalela aboma project. So please just take us through that. Emma goals at this whole, even the academy itself.
Okay, the academy on its own, sibone opportunity, which is since black people are not participating in this field. And also we've witnessed and observed how music bring a discipline to one's life. Then also we look at the issue with music. It's a profession, but you know, we intend not to recognize that.
Yeah.
So if you don't have a proper foundation laid it down for you who music, you're gonna struggle. That is why sometimes we tell about nema quite what whatever that genre. But Sinina this thing versus infuser all the genres so that everyone can able to play. Well, because if you look at Mam Carol, if you look at the America is flourishing with entertainment industry.
True that.
But Sinangala, South Africa, you've got artists, you've got everything, but we are not flourishing. Why? It's because we are not taking that music as a profession.
I love that, and I would really love to bring you back in studio as well, because my questions are based on this thing. But if Nagwati also could see the audience here, Koyona, as well as the community, how are they receiving, you know, all of this that you are doing in the community? And Lumunye Gombutong would see, you do also bring in the business part of the music, because nomaba phuma lapha yana labantwana, they don't even know how to run themselves as a business in terms of the talent lolensukeni banikete on bafundise lona.
The bigger goal is Nyalo, we are trying to introduce them in the music. That is why we are having these jamborees, we are having this thing of my weekends. For example, sibane ma camp during my school holidays.
School holidays, yes.
Siba tatas bafaga ma camp, siba trainer, all of that. Then from there, we're trying to bring in as much business people as we can. Currently, Nyalo, we've been supported by the Gauteng Symphony Choir, and also the National Lottery. National Lottery Commission is also supporting us.
Wow.
Those are the few organizations that are supporting us. So after that, then the main goal that we are planning, which we want to have a fully-fledged academy, where, like, for example, I can put, for example, there's a sports academy. Kaizer Chiefs is having a sports academy.
Where the development is.
Yeah, the development.
Yes.
Then they go to school, they come in for personal sports. Mm. So that's what we are, our main goal that we want to go to.
Well, I'm really, really loving this. Bantu kahlehle bangabese sebathola kanjani information about this concert, mathikithi sizowathola kuphi, ema dates as well. And nikhona ukuthi ningathatha ngakhe bantu for the concert as well.
The concert yethu, it's open for everyone. Mathikithi number one, they are online computer ticket. It's where you are selling them at 150 Nyalo. Then from there, my VIP, it's 250. So that's it, so the platform where last corner skona kwa tsengisa khona. Then also we are inviting a lot of people stobe space kamdlala in Nkomazi. It's an open hall, so we want everyone as much as we can. If all of us we can flood there, then it's going to be good. And also we'll be selling tickets on the door should people they've missed that opportunity.
And that is on the 15th of December, you say?
Yes.
Wow.
Everything is happening.
I want to also challenge you on something. And Lengfisa kuthi at the end of the day, maybe linye langa we can partner on this one, because it's an idea of mine that I've been talking about for many, many years. Kepha ke azange sengiqale le steps forward. Now, ukhuluma nge-orchestra. Why can't we be able to implement the same thing using our own traditional instrument, imbira? The djembe.
Yes, marimba.
A marimba.
Yes.
Storotoro. Why not? Why can't we do that? You know, when I speak about it in Fela Nemakus Bams as we speak, I would wish for you, I would want to partner with you, I would want to challenge you. Would say, let's be able to do that. We can be able to create an orchestra using traditional instruments. Before Njesi Peta, your last words, before Baleka, I would want to bring you back in studio, because as much as I was telling you earlier on, there's so many questions.
Then nangiphetha si indolekhona ubala I African music,
yes.
What I marimba,
yes.
We are in a process of training si incorporate I marimba as part of the instrument, because we don't want to move away from our roots.
I like
so
that.
So that's what we are trying to call, to incorporate bonge bo storo toro nana, all of those African music that we want to be put in. Also another thing is Tinesi available kuma social media platform, go VMA, there's a Facebook, it's VMA, then you can get us there. When you Google it, I can also leave my number. Then
yes, please.
As a board member, I'm only looking at the governance side of it,
but I see.
I'm going to also share my numbers with a project manager and the admin people.
I think let's rather do that now.
Yes. Then in number I am, it's 072-09-70-913.
Yeah, nakungutsum lalele kaya ukona. You are never old enough to learn to play an instrument. I would want to challenge you from your children, your children's children. Asambe ni sifunze glalema instrument. Imagine, so kona nje glalema rimba. You know, I would really love that. I'll speak about my son one thing, Dauta Naela Pena, because he is a great instrument player. We are dlalagonke and most of these instruments. Ukaleskoleni, but then he started teaching himself. So thank you so much for your time. Siyajabula kakhulu ukuba nawe la. Ngiyayijabulela kakhulu le project. And I'm going to be there to make sure ukuthi we support as a community. So thank you so much, but Desmond. Sigu Rise FM ngebekunene is 21 minutes after 10. Nguye ke Bud Desmond. Njengoba sivile la, Desmond wakangosi, he is the deputy secretary. Yanalo uhlelo lekufanele silisekele na kanjani. Vusa Sizwe Music Academy liyathiwa kakhulu ke nge VMA. Njengoba sivile silungiselela na iconcert yamhla ka 15 ku December, itawubayilapha nesigodzini sase Nkomazi. It's Rise with Carol.